Tradition. Written by Shobogun and read by K-Burb. This is a Bat Family fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationships between Babs and Cass, and Babs and Jim. They're shopping for Christmas supper. It's been a long time since Barbara believed, but the traditions were too wrapped up in precious memories for her to let them go. It's one of the older markets, painstakingly restored after the quake. The familiar blending seamlessly with the strange is something she's had to get used to. She glances back at the cart, and that's when she notices he's been shopping for three. Barbara places a hand on his arm, speaking softly as she nods at the pile of food. Dad. Hmm? He follows her gaze, nonplussed, and then it dawns, and his face crumples. Oh, right. Guess we don't need all that. Barbara closes her eyes, swallows hard. You never have enough time with the people you love. You have to cherish every... Dad. He looks up, blinking rapidly before he arches an eyebrow. I know that look. You're planning something. She smiles. Maybe, if I can convince her. Last year, she'd been intent on patrolling on Christmas Eve. Maybe this time. Evil doesn't sleep. Barbara turns her head from the monitors, twisting it to face the Batgirl hanging from her ceiling. Bruce tell you that. He takes some time for the holidays too, you know? No one should be able to shrug in that position, but Cass manages it. More reason for me not to. She lets herself fall, landing in a fluid crouch. And he has family. Barbara spins her chair around, leaning down to grip Cassandra's shoulders. So do you. This is where you live. Cass can't stop turning her head, taking everything in. Barbara can't stop grinning. Yeah, since I was 13. It's different than the tower, but nice. I'm glad you think so. There's Dad, right on cue. He's flush from working in the kitchen, wearing a tattered old Kiss the Cook apron. Cass beams at him. I'm glad you're alive. He stares for a moment, and then he laughs, the sort of laugh she doesn't hear enough anymore. So am I. Come on, dining room's this way. The dining room is as cluttered as ever, but there's a path for Barbara to maneuver through, and Cass definitely doesn't have any trouble. Delicious smells waft from the kitchen, filling her head with memories. Cass is watching her. Barbara tilts her head, inviting the question. You're happy, but sad. Barbara smiles softly. There are people I can't do this with anymore. She reaches across the table to cover Cassandra's hand. But I'm very grateful for the people I still have. Her father comes in then, but he's not carrying the turkey. Instead, he's balancing three glasses of apple cider. I thought we'd make a toast. Barbara pulls her hand away to accept a glass. Cass takes hers, gazing at it curiously. He raises his glass, and Barbara follows suit. After a moment, Cass does too. To family. The end.